The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 19th. Today's word is linchpin, spelled as one word, L-I-N-C-H-P-I-N. Linchpin is a noun that means a locking pin inserted crosswise as through the end of an axle or shaft. It can also mean one that serves to hold together parts or elements that exist or function as a unit. Here's the word used in a sentence from Newsweek by Joel Kotkin. Although ties to the EU remain Turkey's economic linchpin, the country has shifted economic and foreign policy. In his 1857 novel Tom Brown's School Days, Thomas Hughes describes the cowardly blackguard custom of taking the linchpins out of the farmers' and bagmen's gigs at the fairs. The linchpin in question held the wheel on the gig, and removing it made it likely that the wheel would come off as the vehicle moved. Such a pin was called a linis in Old English. Middle English speakers added pin to form linchpin. By the early 20th century, English speakers were using linchpin for anything as critical to a complex situation as a linchpin is to a wagon, as when Winston Churchill in 1930 wrote of Canada and the role it played in the relationship between Great Britain and the United States, that no state, no country, no band of men can be more truly be described as the linchpin of peace and world progress. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.